Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis quotes the three psukim in Parshas Mishpatim, where it says the word Elohim, Lashon Chol, and you add it up together, and you get the three dayanim for Gzeibus L'chavodos. Then the Gemara has a shaila on Beis Amud Beis, by the ear of Parshas Kosev Kan, or not ear of Parshas Kosev Kan, the requirements for the Shloshes Luchim, does that carry over to Hoidos V'chavodos also, or not? Because the Mishnah says, "Didi mamlis b'shlosha min chaydos v'alvois," that means shlosha chaydos. Zelus achavalos ad b'shlosha min shlosha smuchim. So how did this come about? Either you need shlosha smuchim based on the three times Elohim, or chadnami kasha. Why should it be shlosha chaydos? Where did that come from? So that's a machloikis in the Gemara. So one opinion is here parshas kosev kaminator. You really need shlosha smuchim by hoidos v'havoyes as well. And it's only the rabbanon that they made a takana kedeshol tamadalus bitnei lovin that you can the dintura can be taken care of with three hediyotis. Do you have a source? Do you have any source for such an idea that the rabbanon they changed the din deraisa kedeshol tamadalus bitnei lovin? I'm so sure. And at Torah you require drisha v'chakira. But the Rabbanon did away with the need for drisha v'chakira. The Gemara doesn't prove it. And that adopts on Lamed Beis. The Gemara proves it. The Mishnah on Lamed Beis only gives the din deraisa. The Gemara proves from other sources that the Rabbanon they did away with the need for drisha v'chakira. So one can say over here also, and at Torah you really need shlosha smuchim. And the Rabbanon they will make or shlosha atyotis is good. But let's say I'll have shnaim shadonim. So that'll be Eindin Eindin. That's for sure Eindin Eindin. Yeah. And what would that be based on? The fact that midrabbanan we allow shlosha hediyotis to be done. So the Gemara calls that shlichus sayu ko avdina. Tosis on the bottom, Tosis on the base, on the base. Tosis quotes the Gemara from Gittin peiches on the base. The Rav Yosef was maase agite. Two lines in the bottom. Abai ashtach the Rav Yosef. Abai was the Talmud of Rav Yosef. By one day, he sees that Rav Yosef, Haviko Yosef, who was forcing her husband to give a get. And he asked him, Akasha, we have a din, lifnei v'lo lifnei hediyotis, that a non-hediyot cannot be koifa on anything, can't be koifa on a din either. I didn't know that pasuk, Ela mishpatam shatasim lifnei, where is the mashmois in that pasuk? That it goes, lifnei means lifnei Elohim, that's mentioned in the parasha later. But where do you see Nikabah Bais Elohim goes for the Din Torah? Where do you see Elam Mishpatim Shatasim Lefneim? That's referring to Kfiya. So Tosis explains, because the Gemara says later on, Dav Zayin on the days, why does it say the word Elam Mishpatim Shatasim Lefneim? Shatashet Talamdei. The verb Sima, the last line in the Tosis on Beis on the days, the verb Sima normally applies to a tangible object. I place the Gemara on the table. You put something. So Elam Mishpatim should say Asher Talamdei. How do you say Asher Tasim Lifnei? So that must be referring. The Gemara said that must be referring to Elam Klei Adayon. Klei Adayon is for the purpose of being Koifa the Balabatim, to follow the not Balabatim, everybody, to Koifa the whole community, to observe the Dini HaTorah, Makla Retzua. And it says Lifnei, La Lifnei Hadiyotis, that you're not allowed to be Koifa if you don't have Smicha. So Abai confronted Rav Yosef, how do you have the right to be Koifa on a get? For in the Mishnah I say that in certain cases the Bezin should be Koifa for the husband to give a get. But we don't have any smicha in Chutzlark, and Babel, there's no smicha. So he answered, Anan Shlichasai Klavdim. When do you apply Shlichasai? When do you not apply Shlichasai? Why don't you say Shlichasai by Gzelus Achavolus as well? Why do you only say Shlichasai by Hedos Lahavos? So to be Koifa on a get. Why don't you say Shlichasai by everything? So that's the Gemara Bavit Kama. But the Gemara says in Perek HaChevel, you only say Shlichasayu when it's a milsa de shchicha viz bechisankis. It's either lo shchicha, lo is bechisankis, then there's no Shlichasayu. So what gzeilus v'chavolus is a milsa de lo shchicha. Tosis says tupshot, and doesn't mean gzeilus shaydech havolus. Gzeilus shaydech havolus means that the person beat up the other one and then he stole his money. It doesn't mean gzeilus alone. It's also a milsa lo shchicha. That's a question. Is it so lo shchicha? And the papers you read every day, they're a Ganovim, they're Ganavis all the time. Unfortunately, they're Jewish Ganovim all the time. You read the papers every day about Jewish Ganovim going to prison. They steal fortunes of money. So gzela is a very common. So one opinion in the Torah, only it means gzela shal yidei chavolus. Gzela alone would be a milsa d'shchicha. And the other opinion is no. Zelus or chavolus are both milsa d'shchicha. Why do you only say shalchazayon and milsa d'shchicha v'yisbichis on kis? So the Abed Eliezer had a very interesting interpretation of that Gemara. We mentioned that Abed Eliezer in Sekhe Chelik Yerodeya has a long tshuva. All the tshuvas have numbers, and that tshuva has, in addition to a number, has a title. The title is Sheish Ma'alas Lakise, six steps. Shlomo HaMelech had six steps to sit on top of his throne. So he has a tshuva, Sheish Ma'alas Lakise HaRabbanis, that the Arab passed away, and he left a son and a son-in-law who are both Talmid Chachamim, and there was a pilpul in the community whether they should appoint. One pilpul was whether Rabbanis goes Birusha, do they have to give it to the son or the son-in-law? Maybe they have a right to pick. Totally a strange person, a stranger. And even if one assumes that the Rabbanus does go Birusha, should the son get, or the son don't get. So he has six sections to the tshuva. That's why he calls the Sheish Ma'alas Lakisa. So he discusses that even though Torah doesn't go Birusha, and therefore in the earlier generations, if a person would be a member of the Sanhedrin and he dies, his son doesn't necessarily take over. But Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have any smuchim, so Bizman HaZeh, the whole role of the rabbi changed. The role of the Tzomuch, Bizman HaZeh, is Nola. We don't really have Smuchim. The role of the Smuchim years ago was to bring the Torah down to the public. And the role of the rabbi today is like the role of a Melech. Melech Mishpat Yamid Eretz, to maintain law and order in the community, to take care of Chesed in the community. Totally different function. So since that's the role of the Melech, we know Malchus does go Birusha. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Chumash. It says, "Nechumash Yamid Leman Yarach Yamim Al Mamlach Dehu Bonim Bekeru Yisrael." The king should write a sefer Torah and keep it with him all the time. And then the pasuk says, "Man Yarach Yamim Al Mamlach Dehu Bonim." So you see that the Malchus goes Birusha. So the Rabbanus Bizman HaZeh, Man Malki Rabbanu. The Rabbanus Bizman HaZeh is not really for the same purpose that it was years ago, to bring Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, to Paskin Shad. It says, all the Shad's already, always get Paskin. Everything is in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't have to come up with new Pesachim today. Today, the purpose is to keep law and order. So he says, therefore, it goes Birusha. So he thinks that since the role of the rabbis today are Melech Mishpat Yamin Eretz, like Malchus, like the role of the Mishpat HaMelech, so the Mishpat HaMelech, the Melech only has to get involved with, and the Milsa Dishchich of his Bechisar and Kis. If it's less Bechisar and Kis, then the Melech doesn't have to get involved in that. To maintain law and order, you have to take care of things that are Shchich of his Bechisar and Kis. Okay, an interesting interpretation. The first Nesivis and Chosh Mishpat, Simon Aleph, Sinfot Naleph, asks a question. The Chosh Mishpat start off with the mitzvah Shevtem Shotit Lacha B'chol Sharecha, the opening pasuk and Pasuk Shoytem, that there's a mitzvah Mina Dayon. So he raised the question, does it apply Bizman HaZeh Min HaTorah or only Midi Rabbanah? Because we don't have any real smicha, we only have Shlicha Sayu. So is that Min HaTorah, is that Midi Rabbanah? So he points out that it seems to be of the fairish a dispute between Tosfos and the Rashba. In Yevamos, Tosfos in a few Masechtos is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Gemara in Yevamos in the Sugya of Geiris, a few dafim Gemara. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that Ger Tzorach Shlosha Mishpat Ksiv Dei. When you mekabel a ger, so you have to have a bezin present. The question exactly which stage of the bezin do you need? Which stage of the geiris do you require a bezin? Is it only when he's mekabel all mitzvahs? That's the main part of the geiris. To emphasize again, that's the main part of the geiris. There are rabbis in Eretz Yisrael who want to be mekabel geirim without any kabbalas on mitzvahs. That's the main part of the geiris is missing. The rest is just maaseh geiris. The main part of the geiris is kabbalas on mitzvahs. It's inconceivable to be mekabel. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Gemara learns out from a pasuk that the geiris requires a bezin. Either bezin b'shas kabbalas on mitzvahs is sufficient. That's one opinion. And we are machmer even b'shas tefillah in the mikveh. And then there's even a further chumra, even b'shas milah. So b'shas milah, that b'di'evit, if there wasn't a bezin present at the time of the milah, b'di'evit we would be mekel. But b'shas tefillah, if there wasn't a bezin present at the time of tefillah in the mikveh, we'd have him do over the tefillah in the mikveh b'li bracha. Because that's a real sfeikah d'dina, 2 days in Tosfos. So the din is the ger tzorach shlosha mishpat ksiv dei, to be mekabel ger, you need a bezin present, at least for kabbalas al mitzvahs. part of the Geras, that for sure. So the Tosis raises the question, nobody has any smicha b'zman hazeh, so how can be mikabel any Geras? So Tosis gives a few answers. So one suggestion Tosis gives is that we apply shlichusai, because Geras is also a milsa d'shchicha. It's not a chisar in kis, in the sense no one's losing any money, but it's necessary. We have to have an institution of Geras. We can't ignore. Non-Jews want to join the Jewish people, so you have to have an institution of Geras. So Tosis says that we rely on shlichusai to be mikabel Geras. The Rashba quotes that Tosis in Yevamos. The Rashba quotes that Tosis, and he says, "How can that be? The whole idea of shlichusayu is really based on hefker bezin hefker. We allow the bezin to give a binding psak in hoydos v'halvoyes, even though minatari nich loshes smuchim. If you hold irav parshis kosel kan, so we allow a bezin of three to give a psak, and it's binding because hefker bezin hefker. But how can you apply hefker bezin hefker to a ger?" And our Torah, the ger is a goy. The ger is losin chal. So when you're going to say midi rabbanon, he's a ger. Shlichasai is only midi rabbanon. Obviously, Tosis thinks not so. Tosis thinks shlichasai works midi Torah. So the Nesivis writes in Siman Aleph, Sekhot Nalem, that this is a fundamental machlokes between Tosis and the Rashba, whether the concept of shlichasai works midi Torah or midi rabbanon. According to the Rashba, that shlichasai only works midi rabbanon. So how are you talking about kabel ger mizman hazeh? But the Rashba thinks that they never needed smuchim. Even bizman, the smuchim were available. When the Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael and there were smuchim available there, he thinks he just needed getzor shlosha, but it doesn't have to be shlosha smuchim. He needed bezin of three, but the members of the bezin don't have to have smicha. So Tosus is working with the premise, of course the three members of the bezin have to have smicha. Smicha is a din of bezin. How can you have members of the bezin who don't have smicha? That's the definition of what smicha is all about. The Rashba apparently thinks otherwise. So the suggestion was made that perhaps Rav Soloveitchik gave a big shira on this. He thought it's a fundamental machlokes between Tosis and the Rashba. What's the role of smicha? The Rashba perhaps thinks that smicha is a din in psak, that the paskin of shayla, that it should have a chal shem hayro. Someone asks the shayla, and I look in the Shulchan Aruch and I point to the sif. So that's not a psak. I just open up the shayla. I say, look for yourself. Here, you can figure it out on your own. So that's Rav Soloveitchik used an expression, Mara Mokam Anilach. He got that expression from the Menchas Chinuch. Menchas Chinuch writes on all the 613 mitzvahs, and he raises a lot of issues on every mitzvah, and then he tells you, look in the Ktzos over here, look in the Nesivos over here, look in the Shach, look in this Sefer. And then a lot of times he'll write, Mara Mokam Anilach, I'm just telling you, look over there, and you see on your own what the discussion is. See, when he doesn't have anything to add, he just says, look over there. So the Rashba perhaps is of the opinion that the institution of smicha ish mepiisha Moshe Rabbeinu. Smicha is that when a person gives an opinion, if he's qualified, he has smicha, has a chal shem hayro, it's considered a psak. If he doesn't have smicha, so just that he's knowledgeable, and he shows you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And if you can't read the Aramaic or the Hebrew, so he tells you what it says there. But it's not really called a chal shem hayro. And Tosis seems to be of the opinion that smicha is a din in bezin. Yes. It's interesting. So Tosis thinks smicha is a din and bezin. So mikar din, the bezin of three by geres should have really required smuchim. And the fact that bizman hazeh we are makel to allow kabbalas geres without smuchim, Tosis has one suggestion that is based on shlichusai. The Rashba says it can't be. Shlichusai just means hefke bezin hefke. It means it's a takana de rabbon.
In Tosis, there are times where we need something we call a bezin that doesn't require smuchim, right?
Tosis agrees that what?
That you can have something that requires bezin that doesn't mean smuchim, like a tar sadar. Or
chalitza, right? You learn out from a pasuk. By chalitza, you learn from a pasuk that they don't have to be smuchim. Tar sadar doesn't say any chumash at all. The whole thing is porchim boavir. The Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Chagiga says, at in the door porchim boavir. It's transmitted from generation to generation. It's halacha l'moshe misina. So that was part of. Also learned that a little bit from the pesukim. That either Yochid Mumche or Shlosha Hedyoitim. You learn out a little bit from the Pesukim, but not fully. So that's a tradition, that's a Yoitim and a Klal. The Klal is that every Bezin, every Klal has a Yoitim and a Klal, except for that Klal. Every Klal has a Yoitim and a Klal, yeah. So the Klal is that every Bezin needs Muchim, and then you have, here and there, you have an exception to the rule. But by Geras, there's no Mocker to say that it should be an exception to the rule.
There's no Mocker saying it's Muchim either.
No. If there's no raya one way or the other, so Tosis assumes members of the bezin have to have smicha. That's what smicha is all about, to qualify to become a member of the Bezdin.
Shouldn't her Sinai be a Raya? We were working Bezdin there?
That's a very good kasha. Rishula Kutna is that kasha. How can they mar learn that from a pasuk that ger tzor shloisha? All the laws of geris are learned that from Ma'amid Hasina. Ma v'sech la nichnas lebris lemila tefila in korban. So to lederis you need mila and tefila from Sabasena. When they had the bris at Hasinai, there was no bezin. So how can they mar learn that from a pasuk that you need a bezin? There was no bezin. Unless he say that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara is going to say later Moshe Rabbeinu mamakam ayin aleph koi. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of Bez Nago. So then you have to say, so you should need a Bez of 71. Where do you come up to say it's enough a Bez of 3? So B'shul Lekutna has that kasha. Then he has another kasha and he thinks that one kasha, if I emphasize the other kasha, he has a Sefer HaChosha Mishpat where he has this and Hilchas Kabbalah say this. He has another kasha. If you're learning after Maimon Hasina, the Gemara increases the Avtes HaMarav, learns out of all the laws of Geirus, the Maimon Hasina, that there was Milan, Tefillah, and Korban. So why not learn out that you need Gilu Shechina? Maimon Hasina, there was a Gilu Shechina. After all, Geirus is increases bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this individual person or the nation, or the Jewish people. So why not you learn out L'Doris, you can only be Mekabel Ger. If you have a Gilu Shechina, the Shechina is one of the two parties to the agreement over here. So he suggests that maybe the one kasha for Emph is the other kasha. When you have a Gilu Shechina, then you don't need a bezin. That's why Maimon Hasina, there wasn't a need for a bezin. But in case you'll have a situation where there won't be a Gilu Shechina, so all the Geirus that we do, there's no Gilu Shechina, so then you need a bezin to represent the Shechina. Because the bezin represents the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the other side. When you have a bris, a krisis bris, a shutfis between the employer and the employee, or between whatever, the salesman and the customer, the one who's selling and the one who's buying. So you make a bris. Here there's a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the ger between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and any source. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, so he's there, and the other side is there also. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reveal himself, so the bezin will represent the Shechina, as the pasuk says, Elokim Neitzaba Adaskel. The Shechina will be there when you have a bezin. And then he has chidushim based on this assumption. An interesting, Rabbi Shula Kutum was a great good. An interesting suggestion.
According to the Rashba, there's no shame for morality these days. Everything is, you don't need.
Right. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Rambam seems to hold like that also. That smicha is not a din of bezim, but rather a din in psak in hayroa. The Rambam quotes the Gemara later that in order to confer smicha, you need a bezim of 3. And then he says, and one of the three has to have him, one of the three has to be himself a samuch, ishmin piyish ab Moshe Rabbeinu. So on the bottom of the page, they quote the Tosis Yontav HaMishnayis, who quotes the Rambam. He thinks maybe it's a misprint. Maybe you should say not one of them should be. Maybe you should say, and each one of them should have smicha. If the members of the bezin don't have smicha, so how can they constitute a bezin? If they don't bezin, how can they confer smicha? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, and that's how Rav Elvelo Soloveitchik has in his sefer on the Rambam, and that Rambam, in Hilchas Smicha, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, where the Rambam quotes all the dinim of Smicha. So he says, to constitute a bezin, the Rambam thinks you don't need Smicha. You only need Smicha to pask in a shayla. So here, when you confer Smicha to someone else, you need a bezin, but the bezin doesn't need smuchim. Someone else, a fourth person, can say that the guy qualifies. We gave him all the b'chinas for the Rabbanut, and he qualifies, and you should give him Smicha. So why do you even need that one of them should be a samach? The answer is not, because the whole idea of smicha is that ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, he links on to the shalshelas hamasor. So one of them has to have smicha. One of the three members of the bezin has to have smicha. But you really don't need smicha for the other two, because to be a member of a bezin, the Rambam seems told you don't need smicha. Smicha is only a din in hayroa, in paskin, in shayla. See, they're not necessarily going to paskin. The Shaila, is he worthy of getting smicha? Someone else can send him a letter. Someone who's qualified will send him a letter and say, this guy's very worthy. Give him smicha. So really, three hadyotas should be able to give smicha. But it won't be ish mipi ish ha Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why you need at least one of them should have smicha.
Does the Rashba, when he says after basin, is he taking a position and it's up in the place that it says Nesivus, whether after basin is machne also or just machne?
The Gemara says that Hefker Bezdin works both Lahafkir and Lahaknas Lacherim. The only debate that all the Rishonim and Acharonim had is whether the second step, Lahaknas Lacherim, is that also Minat Torah, or is that only Midi Rabbanon? But everybody agrees that it does work. Hefker Bezdin works Lahaknas Lacherim also. See, in this case, the Bezin, somebody made a Hefker Bezin Hefker, somebody in the days of the Tanaim made this Takana, that Shlosha Hadyotis can be done Bizman Azeh, Mitam Hefker Bezin Hefker. So they made, that's what it sounds like, the Bezin from 1500 years ago, or longer, Tkufa Satanoim, somebody made a Takana that Hadyotis can be done Bizman Azeh, and the Psak that they give is binding, and you got to pay the money to the other person. That's even Lahaknas Lacher. Okay. Everyone agrees that you say Hefke Bezin Hefke, not only Hefke, even Lahaknas Lacher also. Just the question whether it works Minatur or Midirabon.
Maybe the Ran brings a right to that from the Gemara that Kodi has known Dr. Zalman, because the Ran says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, because it says at the end of the story there that Shim Kavoda Shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava didn't list the other people who were there. So the Ran says, so you see, for conveying Smicha, you only need one sum of, because if they were Smod, the other ones were Smuchan, then it would have listed them.
Okay, one could argue, you can say the others were also smuchim, but they weren't on the same level. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is very prominent Tanan. The others were Tamid HaChamim, they weren't so prominent. Okay, good. That's what the Rambam says. And others disagree, right? The Tosiyantim thought that it must be a misprint in the Rambam. Very good. The Rambam is beferish that you need smicha for Issa the Hefter, but other things as well. The Rambam talks about the smicha for paskening shailas. How does the Rambam Paskin talk on this issue, where the Menator Echad Nami Kosher Bahidos Mahavos? The simple reading of the Gemara, if you read like Rashi and Tosfos, so if you hold Echad Nami Kosher, because Tzarek Tishpat Amisech Loshen Yochid, or because there's no institution of the Yerub Parshas Kosher Kam. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that Echad Nami Kosher, the Echad doesn't even have to be a Samach. Echad Hedyot would be good. And it's only with the Rabbanon, if you hold Chad Nami Kosher, it's only with the Rabbanon that you need Al Tiyidon Yechidi, Shendon Yechidi El Echad, Shem Oyite. So then that's only a recommendation, L'chatchila, but for the Evid, if you'll be Shnaim Shadon, V'la Abdafke Shnaim, even Echad Shadon, will be Din or Din. That's according to one opinion. The other opinion is no. The Shnaim Shadon, Rein Dinem Din. Why? Because Menator, you really needed Shlosha Smuchim. And Hedyotas are not acceptable at all, Menator. It's only with the Rabbanon that they were making, and they said, Bifnei Shalot, Dabas Bifnei Lovin, so they said Shlosh Adyotis is good. So that's as far as they went. They only said Shlosh Adyotis is good. But you're going to chisel away further. You're going to have Shnei Adyotis Shadonu. So that's not acceptable at all. So the Shaila is, how does the Rambam Paskin? So the Rambam writes, Shnaim Shadonu Ein Dinei Din. Sounds like Erev Parsha is Kosel Kamenator, Yerin Nishlosh Asmuchim. And the Rambam writes, How can it be done hoidos v'halvois bizman hazeh? He says it's based on shlichus ayah. So it sounds like Minatari needs shloshes smuchim. Then the Rambam writes, no, Minatar echad nami kosher. So Minatar echad nami kosher. So why shnaim shadon or ain't din? The Gemara said that it's totally zeh bezeh. And if you hold Minatar echad nami kosher, Rashi and Tosfos learn this pasha pshat. The chad doesn't have to be a samach. So why does the Rambam say that you need shlichus ayah? So these are the two kashas that the Kesa Mishnah points out. One kasha was, why the Rambam says, by Hedos, Valvos, it can be done as man as that based on Shlichus Hayu. If he paskens Chad Nami Kosher, so Chad is a Hedyot. So you don't need a Samach. And if you hold Minator Chad Nami Kosher, then the Gemara says, Shnaim Shadon will be B'di Yevid Din Eim Din. He just violated the Lechat Chil Al Tehidon Yechid. And the Rambam says, Ein Din Eim Din. These are the two kashas. So the Yosameach gave Pshat in the Rambam. He said, the Rambam thinks like the Rabbi Nechanavel on the side of the Gemara, Dab Gimla Min Aleph, that Minator Echad Nami Kosher means that it has to be Echad Somach, not Echad Hedyot. Echad Somach. Why? Because the Rambam writes explicitly, Afal Pi Shechad Nami Kosher, Afal Pi, that a Yochid can be done on his own, is not considered a Bezin. The Yochid is not considered a Bezin. That point is really a machloikis and tesis. We pointed out, if you hold Chad Nami Kosher, does the Chad have a status of a Bezin, just like there's a Bezin of 71, there's a Bezin of 23, Bezin of 3, so there's a Bezin of Chad Nami. But he's saying, no, Chad Nami Kosher is like Yes Kashayla, and Hilchus Kasher is in Hilchus Shabbos. So he say, the Bezin Paskin that is mutter to open up the bottle of wine on Shabbos. Bezin? There's no Bezin over there. It's not a Psak from the Bezin. I rule it's a Manta, a Chochem. A Gir Lohairo, Paskin. So that's the big machlekes and tesis. The two tesis in are one daf after the other in Yevamos, and the two tesis contradict each other. Mem hey and mem vav. The Rashash points out The two Tosfos seem contradicted. It's a machlokes to Bali HaTosfos. What's a machlokes? It says, Ger Tzorach Shloisha Mishpat Ksiv Beis. So Tosfos raises the question here on Beis on the Beis, and there in Yevamos, what if you hold Chanami Kosher in our Torah? How do you know Ger Tzorach Shloisha? Because it says Mishpat. How do you know to compare Geris to the Mishpat of Zelus V'Chavolus to Nishlosha? Maybe compare to Hedos V'Avuas V'Chanami Kosher if you hold Mishpat Torah Chanami Kosher. So one Tosfos says, no, that's out of the question. Even if you'll hold Chanami Kosher, but Geiris and Kiyum Ashtar for sure need a Bezna 3. Why for sure need a Bezna 3? Because Chanami Kosher is not called a Bezna. It's a Rosh Yisav HaHeter. So by the Geir, there's nothing to Paskin. Before he dips in the mikveh, he's not Jewish. After he's tugged in the mikveh, he is Jewish. That's open and shut. There's not a Shaila. There's no suffering about that. Geiris needs a Bezna. You have to have a Bezna supervising the Geiris. That it should be chal, like you need Eidus Lekim Adova by Gittin Mekedushin. So you need a Bezin supervising the Geiris, that the Geiris should be chal. But it's not that the Bezin has such a major shadow that they have to paskin on. There's no shadow to paskin on. The fellow is not Jewish, no Sufik, and if he's Megar, he will be Jewish, 100%. There's no issue about what is the Sufik, whether the Geiris was valid. No. He does Mila and Tefillah, goes into the Mikveh, Kabbalah, and he's Jewish. What's the shadow? The halacha says you have to have a Bezin supervising. It's like a Bezin Lekim Adov. So one opinion in Tosfos is that Chanami Kosher has no application not to Geiris, has no application to Kiyum Ashtar either. That's what Tosfos writes over here. On Gimel Amud Aleph, Dima Mascha, Le'rova, Le'is Le'di Shmur. That you can, even if you're like Shmur, Chanami Kosher has no application to Kiyum Ashtar. The other day, Tosfos says, not so. That Menatara Chanami Kosher should really apply to Geiris as well. Because Chad Nami Kosher is a Bezna of Chad. The Rambam writes Beferish Natsa. The Ksais HaChashim points out the Rambam. The Rambam, you don't need the Ksais, but the Rambam writes explicitly. Even though Chad Nami Kosher, but he's not called the Bezna, then HaHaido B'fon of Chashuv HaHaido B'Bezna. It's not considered a Bezna.
Does Kabbalah on the
sometimes there'll be a Shaila, okay. But that has to be determined by somebody bigger. You don't need the little Bezna 3. Someone has to set the standard. Now, Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva and he tells you what's called Kabbalah Zamitzah. How much Kabbalah Zamitzah do you have to have? You have to tell him about Shiloh HaKan. You have to tell him about every single mitzvah. He's in the mikveh, he'll catch pneumonia. You don't tell him all 613 mitzvahs. You tell him the highlights of some of the mitzvahs. So that's a... The Gemara tells us what you say, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein tells you what you say. But the local Bezna who's going to supervise here, they don't have to give up psak. But this Kabbalah is on mitzvah for
sufficient. That's what you're saying, Tim. The actual Kabbalah, that's not subjective at all. If the guy says yes, that's automatic. You say, okay, he's being genuine.
That's the Kabbalah is on mitzvah, and then he has to be tovel in the mikvah in the presence of the Bezna, yeah. It's a Bezin Lekim Adover. It's not. The Bezin isn't paskening anything by the Geiris. The Bezin just, the Halacha learns that. You learn that from the Pasuk, that the Geiris has to be supervised, has to be done under the auspices of the Bezin. But the Bezin doesn't have to pasken anything.
How can we understand Rabbi Nochanan is saying that that Rav Acha B'rid Raviva requires a Samach? Because Rabbi Nochanan writes, when he says we pass him like Rav Acha, he writes, V'kayim lunk Rav Acha b'rida Rav Yikad midi arayis l'chad v'hum lunkah v'kiblu alay odayin v'nei mominus k'dibayin on l'mim alak hamon, seemingly referencing the Gemara Daf Hey about lunkah rabim was not a song.
I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Nachmanal didn't say. Okay, so the Rambam said it.
The Rambam also, the Rambam Perish and Mishnayos writes that lunkah rabim could be done yechidi.
Okay.
It's not a song.
Okay. But the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is Beferish. Rav Soloveitchik liked this Or Sameach because he pointed out that in a later Perek, in Perek Chavav or something, the Rambam writes explicitly that Shnei Hadyotu Shadona Ein Din Eimdin. It doesn't say Shnaim Shadona. It says Shnei Hadyotu Shadona Ein Din Eimdin. Mashmoah says that Shnei Simuchim Shadona would be Din Eimdin. Why? Because Menat Torah Chad Nami Kosher wants someone. But if you're dealing with Hadyotu, so that's no good unless you're relying on Shnei Chusayu. So once the Bezin violated even al chatchila al tiydan yichidish and dan yichide al echad, and a Torah chad nami kosher, the chad somach, and with the rabbanon they recommended, mizman is that we have the smuchim, so we'll say shlichusai, but al tiydan yichidish. So if you're going to have shnaim shadonu, they're a violation of the din al chatchila because Chachamim recommend that you should have shlosha, not shnayim. So once there's even a slight violation of alachatchila, then we'll say there's no shlichusai. That's a shliach shishina b'shlichusai, just to use an expression. If I point to shliach to be mafrish truma, and I tell him I always give 1 out of 50, he decides to give 1 out of 40. He's frumer than me. I'm my cheshbon. Give 1 out of 40. It's costing me much more money. 1 out of 50 is 2%. 1 out of 40 is more than 2%. I don't want to give so much truma. So the Gemara says shliach shishina b'shlichusai. He don't say shluchu shalom kemaisa. He didn't do it. I say I'm madly in love with Rachel. I give you a ring. Bim kadosh goes is makadosh leah. I didn't want leah. I wanted Rachel. And whenever the shliach is mishani, you don't say shlichus. So along those same lines, similar, he say this shlichusayu. Shlichusayu is only if you follow the instructions of the mishalech. Shalech said we want you to do abdezin. Fine, adyaitis. We want you to do abdezin with shloisha. So he goes and he does bishnayim. So shnayim is. Bizman is everything is based on shlichusayu, even on hoydos v'avos. So since they violated al chatchila, so there's no more shlichusayu. But if it would have been shnei smuchim shadano, then the Rambam is mashma v'feirish, but yevet it would be good. He writes explicitly shnei hadyotu shadano ein din ein din. In the earlier prakim, it just says shnayim shadano ein din ein din. But in the later perk, I think perk chavali, he writes shnei hadyotu shadano ein din ein din. Why should if you say chad nami kosher, why do you need smuchim? The Rambam holds Chad Nami Kosher is not a bezin, explicitly. So he says Rambam. He says the Yochid is not called a bezin. But the Rambam apparently thinks that Smicha is a din in Hoyra, it's a din in Psach, it's not a din in bezin. So even though Minator is good enough Chad by Hoydos Mavos, but the Chad has to be a Sama. You have to have a Chad Hashem Hoyra.
So what does the Rambam say if the Rambam is requiring a Sama by in Parak Bez when he says, then right after that, but a mukhal rabbim, a yachid mukhal rabbim can be dan yechidi.
Okay.
Not every mukhal rabbim is a samuch though.
No, that's a takana mid rabbanon. That's what, like Tosis says, mukhal rabbim dan yechidi is a takana mid rabbanon. Even if you're minatari nit shlosha, here pashas is kasev kan, but mukhal rabbim dan yechidi is a takana mid rabbanon. So the Rambam also holds like Tosis. That's not so difficult. Yeah.
According to the Rambam, it says that you can't have that to get a chaloshim harura, you need a samo. So how does he deal with the Gemara? I think it's in our pair also on the Gimel, where two Gemara, I think Rabbi Ravash are talking to each other. One says right it's about the definition of a talos and bar mishnah or talos shigal das. All right, the question: a talos bar mishnah is a talos shigal das trait time trait arrive, and it's just a sugid alma. But there's a Tana Ramora says something, so it's Talos with Dharmishna. So there's no Sneha the time these Amoraim are talking, and he still says if we consider Talos with Dharmishna, it's what Shayach Talos with Dharmishna, there's no Shema Ra.
But that's the accepted Psak, that's how we would Paskin. Mid the Rabbanon, there is a Psak, Bisman Hazeh. There is a Ra. The Bezin gives a Psak, and it's binding, even though they don't have any Sneha. So that's a Takana Mid the Rabbanon that it's binding.
So Chalot Shema Ra Mid the Rabbanon, what's the difference? What's the.
Okay. That was the takana that hadyotis can be done by hoydos v'avos. The Rambam holds minatory need chad samuch. The Rabbanan we allow hadyotis to be done. So he clearly made a takana. The Rabbanan. How do you explain the taisus that shlichusayu is their isa? It's a strange. That's what the Chasam Sefer asks. Can a kohen appoint a non kohen as a shlich to duchen for him, or can he appoint a non kohen to do hakrovas hakrabanas for him? The shaliach has to have the qualification that if he's not a kohen, he can't duchen and he can't do hakrovas hakarbanos. So what do you mean? The smuchim, we don't have any smuchim as man as I said. We say today shlichusai de kamoi kuavdinim. In the days of Gemara, there was still smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, so the chachamim and bavel would function as shlichusai kuavdinim. Shlichusai of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael as man as I, the rishon maran. Nobody in the world has any smicha. The whole shalshelas smicha was discontinued many, many centuries ago. So we say, Shluchosai de Kamoi Kavdino. So that's the Pella. What do you mean? If a man gives a get and then he dies before the Shlech gives it, so the whole Shlech is his Batla Mevutal. The Meshalech died 1800 years ago. The Tanoim, the Amorim, they died 1800 years ago. What do you mean that Shluchosai de Kamoi Kavdino? How can you be the Shlech? And if we don't have this Smicha, so what does it help to make a Shluchim? We don't have the qualification. How can you function as a shliach? So the Chasam Sefer gives an explanation that basically appears in the Chiddush Aran. On his daf, he quotes it from the Ramban, that there are really two dinim. There's a pasuk, Ela mishpatim ashatosim lefneim, and we darshan lefneim lelefnei adyaitis. That pasuk implies that there's an issa to go to Arkois. We say lifnei melo lifnei Arkois, lifnei melo lifnei adyotis. There's an issa to go to a non-Jewish bezin. If the non-Jewish bezin is sponsored by some other religion, that's an ilui liyirasam, then it's you're giving cover to their avodah zarah. That's even a bigger issa. But even if the non-Jewish government is not sponsored by another religion, let's say when the British were controlling Eretz Yisrael and they had secular quotes all over the place, it wasn't sponsored by the Catholic religion, but it wasn't a Jewish bezin. So Rav Herzog at that time wrote, he's still not allowed to go to our courts. If the court is sponsored by some other religion, then it's Rashi and Chumash quotes, it's illegal. You're showing a cover to the Avodah Zarah. It's not sponsored by the other religion, it's still an Issa. Lifnei lo lifnei arkois, you're not allowed to go. So that's an Issa. So then the Chasam Sofer says, and the Ramban quoted by the Ran says, but they have the right to be moichal on their covet. So the Chachamim 1800 years ago saw that they're going to be difficult times. We won't be able to continue giving smicha because the Jews are going to live in chutzlot. No one's going to have any smicha. So they said shlichusai. Shlichusai just means the moichal on their covet. Just like you have a din, moira halacha bifnei rabbi. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to paskin in the presence of the Rebbe. Where was that Gemara? Hey, on the base. The Gemara has dinim. And the Rishonim quote from the Sugis and Erevin, this very serious dinim and moira halacha bifnei rabbi. So what happened in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu? They made sorry, Alof, sorry, Meri, sorry, Chamishim, sorry, Asaris. But Moshe Rabbeinu was there. How do they have the right to paskin the Makam Moshe Rabbeinu? So the answer is, Novolti bo. Yisro told him, you're going to drop dead. You won't be able to breathe. All day long, everyone's going to ask you all the shilas. So it's built in. The system has to have. There were years that Moshe Feinstein lived here in New York City. And Rabbanim used to paskin shal. How can anybody paskin any shal? It's like having Moshe Rabbeinu. In the same city, the answer is, what do you expect? Everyone should call Moshe Feinstein on the telephone. They'll cripple him. He won't be able to function. Won't be able to give a shiur. He won't be able to prepare for a shiur. He's going to be busy all day and all night. Paskin HaShal said, that's what the Rabban Shalom said. Rabban Shalom agreed with Yisro that Novol Tipo, in such a case, you have to be, the Chacham has to be Moichel on his Kovit.
Is that their Issa?
Moichel on your Kovit, so that's their Issa, that there's no Issa. The Issa, Lefneim, Lo Lefnei Adyotis, is an Issa. Once the Moichel on the Kovit, so there's no Issa.
So it's their Issa making that over an Issa.
Right. Once the fellow's Moichel on his Kovit, the Smuchim had to be Moichel on the Kovit. Because they saw that we're going to go into Golus, and it's going to be a long Golus, and there won't be any smuchim, and they'll be able to fly back and forth there to Israel and get smicha. So they said, they're moichal on their covet. Once they're moichal on their covet, so there's no issa. So the Baliatesis go one step further. That you learn from the word nikra by Self Elohim, that the smicha is l'ikuve in the psak of the bezin. If the bezin does not smicha, it's not a valid bezin. So the Baliatesis think that the psul of Hadyaitis is a function of the Isser. If and when you're in violation of the Isser, then there's a psul deraisa of Hadyaitis. Once the smuchim amoichel on the covet, there's no Isser. So whenever there's no Isser, there's no psul. So it comes out once you say Shlichusayu, Hadyaitis akosha min atoira. The Rajba says no, that it's only based on Hefke Bezn Hefke that they're kosher. But apparently, Baalei HaTosfos think that the psul of Hadyaitis, the psul of, if you're not smuchim, so the whole bezin is not valid. The psul is a function of the issa. So once you remove the issa by the smuchim being moichel on the covet, then mele, there's no psul.
When the Gemara says libay nami mumchin, is it referring to smuchim?
The Gemara says what?
Libay nami mumchin.
Smuchim, yeah, smuchim.
So mumchin in the Gemara means smuchim.
Yeah.
But mumchel harabim is something else.
That's a different expression. Mumchel harabim is a different expression. It doesn't have to have smicha, right?
What would be the mocker for thinking that the Baalei Tosfos think they're such an Isser? They don't learn Lefnehem like the Ran does. The Baalei Tosfos understand Lefnehem differently. They never give any indication that they're such an Isser.
Uh-huh. Well, the Gemara said there is an Isser to go Lefnehem with Lefnehem Arkoes. That is an Isser. You're not allowed to go. So Lefnehem with Lefnehem Arkoes should also contain an Isser.
But isn't the way that the Baalei Tosfos explained the Gemara in Gittin, the question that Abai is asking of Yosef from Lefnehem, they understand that as a not as an issa, but as a din in the status of the Dayanim.
Yeah, but the Gemara does darshan, lifneim lofnei arkois, means that there's an issa, that you're in violation of an issa if you go to arkois. There is assumed to be an issa. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't think anybody disputes that. There is an issa to go to arkois shal nachrim. We assume there is an issa to go to hedyotis also. I don't think anybody argues with that. There is an issa.
Just to clarify, the Rambam holds that the smicha is a din in Orah.
Seems like it. You look in the Rambam in Hilchas Geiris, he says Ger Tzar Shlosha. He never says have to be smuchim, and he never raises the issue. What about Bizman Hazeh? Nobody has any smicha. So it sounds from the Rambam that he thought like the Rashba, that even when years ago, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when you're Mekabel Ger, there was never a need for Shlosha smuchim. It was always good Shlosha Hedyotis. Because it's a bezin that doesn't paskin anything. It's a maisa bezin. The maisa bezin just need three people, but they don't have to be smuchim. Maybe he thinks the Raisa. I don't know. He's not forced into saying like the Rashba.
He could be saying.
He could say the Rabbah. He's free to say one way or the other. Yeah.
So the Gemara says that Hedyotos are kosher l'adun because of a Takanas Chachamim.
Right.
Of Loshon Delos B'chnei Lav. So is that the same thing you're saying with Shlichus Hayom? That the Takanas Chachamim stems from the not just from the Chachamim of the time, but the previous Chachamim who had real smicha.
Right. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama in Perek Achevel says that our ability b'zman hazeh to be done Hodos Lavah is based on Shlichus Hayom. So that's the explanation of what this Takanas Chachamim is, that we function as Shlichus Hayom. Then the Rishonim add on, how can we be Shluchim? There's nobody in Eretz Yisrael alive today who has any smicha. So they add on, the Shlichus Hayom de Kamoi Kavdina. We are the Shluchim of the Talmid Chachamim from 1800 years ago. So then the Chassam Sofer says, but they died already. If the Mashalech died, the whole Shlichus is Botel and Wutel. So the answer is, it doesn't really mean Shlichus. It's not Shlichus. How can it be Shlichus? The shaliach doesn't have smicha, so how can a somach appoint a non-somach? But Torah shlichus is like a coin appointing a non-coin to duchen for him. So shlichus just means that the moichel on the kovet. Yeah. So that part for sure works. But not the moichel on the kovet. So there's no iser. But then Taisus thinks once the moichel on the kovet, there's no iser. The mele there's no psul either. So minatara would be good. That's already a chiddush. That's what the Nesivos thought. That's the machlekes Taisus and the Rashba. Well, the mitzvah of mina dayanim is manazez min atarim the rabbanim tishlichusayu min atarim. So then the mitzvah of mina dayanim can be min atarim, but if shlichusayu is only with the rabbanim, then the whole mitzvah today is only being fulfilled with the rabbanim.
If Tosfos think that there, if Tosfos agree that there's an iser from lifnehem, why do they ask the kasha that they ask in Rambizim and Bees and all throughout Shas and lifnehem, and why we need lifnehem and Elohim? Why don't they, if they agree there's an iser to go? To bring a din lifnei hediotos like Iran.
You maybe need that pasuk to tell you the iser.
And so, what's the whole discussion?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So, what is the makor that Tosfos would agree with such an iser?
Yeah, that pasuk. Yalam shbatim shtosim lifnei. That is the makor. Lifnei arkois. Lifnei lifnei hediotos.
How do we know Tosfos agrees? Tosfos learns lifnei differently.
Everybody agrees to this. You have a good kasha. Why don't they give that as a teretz? But I think everyone agrees to that. Everybody agrees. That's Gemaris, and that's the Sifrei also has like that. Everybody agrees that there is an Issa. That's in Shulchan Aruch Muskam L'Cholodeks. There's an Issa to go to Arkois, Shal Nochrim. There's an Issa to go to Bezna Shal Adyaita.
If Basin is only close to Derabbanan, are there Nafgaminas? Like you're only Chayiv, let's say Basin is Mechayiv to pay. Are you only Chayiv Derabbanan as well?
Okay. So only Chayiv Derabbanan. Maybe you're Chayiv in Atar if the Bezin Paskin wrong. Then you only chayiv in the rabban. The bezin paskin said the Torah says you chayiv. Bezin just telling over what they think it says in the Torah. So the Torah says that you chayiv. So you got to pay. But why is their psak binding? Who says that they know what they're talking about? So their psak is binding with the rabban. But it could well be if they hit the nail on the head and they said the right psak, then the Torah says that you chayiv to pay.
Yesterday in Yeshiva, we said that those chayim that are kasuba b'Torah, that you need to go in front of a beis din for that.
You need to go Knas if you didn't go to Bezin, there isn't even a Chiv Lot since Yedei Shemayim. But Gzevus Vachavolos, there is a Chiv B'dein Yodam. If I know that I'm Chayv, I have to pay. I don't have to wait till I go to a Bezin. But the Torah says you need a Bezin of three. If it's a Chiv moment that the Torah imposes, then the Torah says let a Bezin declare that it's imposed. A Chiv moment that the guy accepted upon himself, so then half of the Shittas in the Gemara hold that then you don't need a bezin to paskin on that. That's how Ruach says to the head. Let someone paskin what the din is. And then Mela, he knows that he's chayv. Mela says nachumish that he has to pay.
So then you're saying that everything's deraisa, even though the bali din is just derabanan, because it's the right din.
If it's the right din, then it's mechuyiv, because it says nachumish that he has to pay.
But
we don't know if the psak is correct or not. So we say the psak is binding the derabanan.
word of Maisa based in, like, let's say Geras.
Yeah.
Geras would only be like a Geras Derabana?
No, that's what the Rashba is. How can I have such a thing as Geras Midirabbanan? Mm-hmm. He said Shlichusai means that it's only Midirabbanan. That only works on Didi Mamunis, where you can employ the rule of Hefkebez and Hefkenisa the Hete. You can't say Menator is a Goy, Midirabbanan is Jewish. So that's what led the Rashba to disagree with this, that you never needed Shlosha Smuchim. It was always good. Even in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was good enough with Shlosha Hedyaitis. And Taisa thinks not so, that the Din always required Shlosha Smuchim. And only based on Shlichus Sayyid do we have the ability today to be Mekabel Gerim with Shlosha Hedyaitas. Then the Gemara talks about, yes.
First of all, Rabbi just said that if the Beis Din hits the nail on the head, so they're Mekabel Din the Raisa, so by Dine Knossos, even if they don't paskin at your Chayiv, you should be, it should be counted as Yotzei Shemayim if he pays the Knas.
No, so that we have Gemaris, you have Bavli and Yerushalmi like that, that by Knas, Afilu Bebalot, he said, Deshmaim, you're not mechuyif to pay until you have a psak from the Beis. He said, that's what he explained yesterday, because a Knas has to be an onish. And a self-imposed onish is not called an onish. It's only called an onish if the Bezin makes you pay. So once Bezin paskins, I don't have to refuse to pay the Kefa Dalvahe and then wait till they fight with me and I should try to resist it and they should take it out of my pocket. Once the Bezin said, I got to pay, that's considered the Oynish Min Pi Acherim. They said, I have to pay, that's why I'm paying. I don't have to fight with them. But if the Bezin, no Bezin at all, then it's a self-imposed Oynish. That's not called an Oynish.
The Oynish Min Torah only comes about through the Bezin.
Right. It's only called an Oynish Adi Acherim if there's a Psak Bezin. So that's Afilu Bebalot Zizidei Shemaim. There's a Gemara like that in Meruba. The Hagos Agra points out, and there's a Taisvus in Ksubis called such a Yerushalmi. So both the Bavli and the Rishami says that Afilu Bevelos HaDeshemayim, you don't gain anything by paying the Knas. Yeah. What's the definition of Knas? And what's the definition of Mammon? And what's the Machlokes in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Tezvav? The Gemara here alludes to it, the last five lines on Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara in Bava Kamma and Tezvav has the Machlokes Amorim, where the Palga Niska, Chatzi Nezik of Shartam is Mammon HaKnas. What exactly, what's the definition of Mammon and Knas, and what's the Machlokes over here? So mammon means when I'm obligated, if I borrowed money from you, or I bought an automobile for you, so I have to pay. So whenever you're out money because of me, either because I borrowed, so you're missing $1,000, or because I bought your merchandise and I owe you $1,000, or because I smashed your window and I owe you $1,000, or my behemoth ate up your dog biscuits and I owe you $1,000, whatever it is. If it's my responsibility, if I'm at fault, for the fact that I'm responsible for the fact that you're out a certain amount of money, so then I have to pay to make good. So that's called mammon. So niske mamono, adam amazik niske mamono, she'elo, because this is all mammon. When is it knas? When it's not to make good the hefset. When you pay yosef imashi hizik, if you pay kefil dava the hay, yosef imashi hizik, or you pay a schum kotzu, oynis emefatim, oytsu shamer, you pay chamishim shekel, Shloshim shel eved, a sharmud kills an eved, you pay shloshim shkolim, whether the eved is worth millions or the eved is worth nothing. You always pay the same amount. And whenever there's a schum katsuv, so it's the nature of the payment is not to make good the hefzid, the fact that the other person is out this amount of money and I'm responsible for that. No, it's a schum katsuv, it never corresponds. Never corresponds to the amount that he's out. So that's always considered knas. That's always considered knas. The Yerushalmi has a safek. What if the Eved Kanani happens to be taka worth 30 shkolim? And the Shoah Mud kills him and I have to pay Shloshim Shal Eved. Maybe then it's considered mammon. The Pashta says that we assume that funny, it's a joke. We assume, it's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. Okay, the Amoraim had a suffix. But we assume usually without that Yerushalmi, we assume it's still knas. If the Torah fixes an amount, whether it's worth more or less, or even it's worth the exact amount, but the Torah doesn't make me pay Shloshim Shalevet because that's the value of the Torah. It's arbitrary Shloshim Shalevet. So that's, we assume that's always called the Knas. What's the Nekudas HaMachloikas by Chatzi Nezik of a short time where the Dinuk Knas or Dinuk Mammon? So the Gemara there in Bava Kamma explains, should I assume that Stam Shroim B'cheska Shimo Kaimi, that a behemoth doesn't do a Hezek by Kabanos HaLahazik? That's unusual. By human beings, it's very common. People hate each other, and they go to be mazik the other person, to be mafsin him, they take nekama. So by Odom, you have a lot of times you do kavanos and mazik, but a behemoth should do, behemoth should have enough seichel to have sinner. Human beings have a lot of seichel, and they use it for the wrong things, so they use it to develop a hatred to someone else and to go be mazik the guy. But a behema should be so smart, chacham lahara, a behema should have kavanasa lahazik, to be mafsid. So that's very unusual. So that's why we pass on Allah, Sam Shrai Mechesk Hashimakami. The Bala Behema was not Mukhiyev to watch out for such an unusual hezek. That's Milsa de Loshchich. So whenever it's Mishune, that's a definition of Karen. When we pass on Allah, definition of Karen is whenever it's Mishune, so it's not the responsibility of the Bala Behema to watch his Behema, to protect his Behema, that he shouldn't make a hezek in an unusual fashion. The whole thing is Mishune. So Mikra Din, he really should not be mechuyif to pay even a penny, the Bala Behema. The fact that the Torah makes him pay Chatzi Nezek, it's more than he should have been obligated to pay. It's not Yosef Mimasha Hizik, it's Pachas Mimasha Hizik, but it's Yosef Mimasha Hayitzachli is mechuyif l'shalom. Should have been mechuyif l'shalom, zero. The fact that the Torah makes him pay Palgan Iska, that's Yosef Mimasha Hayitzachli is mechuyif l'shalom. So that's what we assume, that that's Knas. The other opinion in the Gemara is no. That's Stam Shvar Mizlah B'cheska Shimekami. The Bala Behema should not put past his animal. The animals can do a hezek by Kavanos al hazek. It's not so Mishunah. You can't put anything past an animal. It can do a hezek Kavanos al hazek also. So, but that's Xavier Sakosu. The Torah says if it's Kavanos Alahazik, then the Torah gives you a break that you only have to pay Chatzin Nezik, because the Bala Behemah can give a teretz. I wasn't watching, I didn't think of watching the Behemah. Who should it occur to that my animal is going to do such a wild thing to do a Hezik with Kavanos Alahazik? So since he has a shtikal teretz, an alibi, an excuse why he didn't watch, so the Torah gives him a break that he only pays Chatzin Nezik. He really should have been able to pay Nezik Shalom. So the Chatzin Nezik that he's paying is Pachas Mimashi Hizik. He should have really been able to pay all. Nigar Adina should have been held responsible to pay all. The Torah gives him a break the first three times and he only pays Chatzin Nezik. So that's why that opinion held that the Chatzin Nezik that he pays is Mammon, that's not Knas. So really, you look in the Gemara, it's the two different definitions. What is Karen? Each one of the oldest nitzikin you have. Shor bar ma ben heves. Each one has to have a description. What is the nature of the mazik in order to know which told us how told us and kariyotzibem. Any other hezik that's sufficiently similar to the av is considered a told of that av and has all the same din. And each one of the others has a quirk to it. Karen, the first three times you only pay chatzin nezik and you only pay migufa, you don't pay menaliyah. Shavaragal has a quirk is patim and shus arabim. And Boris Potaman Toman, a quirk. Aish is Potaman Toman, and Boris Potaman Kalim. So each one of them has a quirk. And Adam is Potaman, Kofer. Adam doesn't pay Kofer if he kills another one. So each one of the Nizikin has a quirk. So you want to determine if you have any other form of a Nizke Momin that doesn't fall, it's not exactly Shor Bor Mabehever. So which one is it a told of? Or is it a told of a combination of two others together? So then you have to know what's the description of each one of the others. The Gemara gives you the description. So one place, the Gemara says the description of Karen is Kavanos al-Hazik. The other Gemara says the description of Karen is Mishuna. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that's a machlokes hamaraim. If you hold that Palganiska Knossa, that's a we paskin, then the definition of Karen is Mishuna. It doesn't have to be Kavanos al-Hazik. But if you hold Palganiska Mamayna, if you hold Palganiska Mamayna, then means there's nothing Mishuna about it. It's Stam Shoyim Allah Becheska Shimakami. The Bala Behema should have been held responsible to pay all, but we should have been obligated to watch even for the Hezek of Karen, because nothing unusual about it. Kavanos al-Hazik is normal. But he can give a teretz, an alibi, I didn't think I had to watch. So you only make him pay Chatzin Nezik. So you pat to him on the Chatzin Nezik. So that, if it's Kavanos al-Hazik. So according to the one who holds the Palganiska Mamayna, the definition of Karen is Kavanos al-Hazik. But we paskin halach l'maisa Palganiska Knossa, so the definition of Karen is Mishuna. The definition is not Kavanos al-Hazik, not Kemina. The Gemara says on Daf Tezov and Baba Kama. Hi, the Gemara says, let's say, the cats usually eat up the mice. What if the cat is hungry and eats up a goat? Or let's say the dogs, hide kalba de ochal shunra. The dogs chased after the cats, but did they eat up the cats? No, they eat up the bones, the dog bones. They eat up the dog biscuits. The dogs don't eat up the cats. So the Gemara says, I call b'dochal shunra, or shunra dochal tanigayle. A cat is going to eat up a live chicken. So that's mishunra. It's not kavanas alahazik. It's yesh hanah lahazeko. The dog is hungry. He didn't eat today. But he eats up a live cat, or the cat eats up a live tanigol. So that's mishunah. It's not kavanas lahazik. So that's the way we paskin la'alocha. That's what Gemara says. Now that we paskin la'alocha, that palganiska is knosa. So the definition of chatzin, the definition of karen, is not what we thought on that base, kavanas lahazik. Definition of karen is mishunah. According to the one who holds tam shuan, labeches kashim mekaymi. So it's not. It's not the mishunah. So then the definition, because the Bailim should have been careful, he should have watched for that also. Because it's not mishunah. So then, according to him, the definition of Karen is Kavanos al-Hazik. That's the Gemara that base. And we don't pass on like that Gemara. We pass on like Gemara Tezvavam and base in Bava Kama, that the definition of Karen is the mishunah, not Kavanos al-Hazik.
I just don't see how the mahalach is between kavanas hazik and mishunah is related to palganisa, knasa, palganisa, mahalach.
The Gemara says, according to the one whole, what's the nekudas hamachlekes, whether palganiska is knasa or mamona? The Gemara says, the nekudas hamachlekes is whether stam shvarim are b'ches kashim ekaimi, ala b'ches kashim ekaimi. We pass the stam shvarim are b'ches kashim ekaimi. Why? Because kavanas hazik is mishunah. So the balabim is not mechuyev to watch his animal for mishunah digger things. He's only mechuyev to watch the animal from normal things. Mishunah is not mechuyev to worry about. So whenever the behemoth does a hezek, that's mishunah, we label it as karen. And the chatzin hezek that he pays is not yosem imasha hezek, but it's yosem imasha hoitzoch liyis mechuyev lishalem, because he really should have been mechuyev to shalem nothing, because it's mishunah. He's not supposed to watch, not mechuyev to watch for crazy things. But according to the other opinion, the Chiddush in Palganiska is not that we give him a break, not that we make him pay here. Chiddush is that we pater him from here. Mikra Dinah should have been held responsible to pay Nezek Shalom because Tam Shvarim Labaches Hashim Akami. It means that it's not Mishunah. The fact that it's Kavanos Lahazik is not Mishunah. Just like by human beings, nothing Mishunah. People hate each other and they go and they make a Hezek. So Behemoth also. Behemoth gets angry and he makes a Hezek. That's not Mishunah. So what's the definition of Karen if it's not Mishunah? Definition is kavanas lahazik. What if you have a hungry animal and it goes and it does a hezek mishunah? A kelev eats a cat or a cat eats a live chicken. That's mishunah, but it's not kavanas lahazik. The animal is hungry. That's why it ate it. But it ate in a fashion of mishunah. Mishunah digger fashion. So that the definition of what is karen depends on this machlokes amaroyim. We mentioned in the Gemara the last two lines on Daf Beis Amud Beis and the top line on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Minatari really need Rishon HaChakir and Dili Mamanis. And Kozman the Eidim, we explained yesterday, Kozman the Eidim didn't give the Rishon HaChakir, it's considered Ki'ilu Loi Ha'idu. It's Chosa B'gufa Shaleidus. It's not that you have a Haggadah Seidus, but it's possible because Eidus Yat Yochel Azimu. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. Later, we looked up the Gemara. But the Rambam, the Beis Halevi pointed out, the Rambam didn't understand the Gemara like that. And the Pashtus is like that. The Tosefta says, there's a din of Kibish Higit Shuvin HaChazam Magit. So when does that din set in? So the Gemara, there seems to be a contradiction between two sources. The Gemara in Ksuba says, Tuch Kedei Dibur, the Eidim can't back out. You don't say Kibish Higit Shuvin HaChamad. After Kedei Dibur, they cannot back out. And the Tosefta says differently. The Tosefta says, after the Rishon HaChakira, then the din sets in. But before the Rishon HaChakira, it's a dain lo higit. He didn't finish the Haggadah Seidus yet. It's not that he tells the story, and that's already chal the Haggadah Seidus. No, the Haggadah Seidus is not chal until you do the Rishon HaChakira. Bez is not supposed to accept the Haggadah Seidus if they don't do a Rishon HaChakira. So that was Bizman HaTanoim, when they still observed the Din D'Oraisa, that Eidus Mammon required Rishon HaChakira. So if Eidim give a Haggadah Seidus and Mammonis and the Bezin didn't yet do the Rishon HaChakira, so the Din of Kivin Shehigit Shuvin HaChazam Magid doesn't kick in, because it's not Adayin Lohigit, it's not Kivin Shehigit. The Haggadah Seidus didn't get off the ground. The Shaila is, what about Bizman HaZeh? Bizman HaZeh made a Takana that you shouldn't ask Rishi v'Hakir. So what does that mean? That means that b'zman hazeh the Chachamim changed the nature of the din with the Rabbanon. And it's called the Haggadah to say this once they told over the story, even though they didn't tell you the Zman and the Mokim. Is that the Pshat or is the Pshat? No. The definition of Vedas remains the same as it used to be Bizman Matan Torah 2,000 years ago. It's still the same. If you don't give the Rishi v'Hakir, the Haggadah to say this didn't get off the ground. But we have a din, the Rambam writes, Yesh l'bezen lodnum b'din imamun is based on umdinim. The Rambam distinguishes between din imamunis and din nefashis. That it says, Noki v'tzarek al taharog, a pasuk in the middle of Parshas Mishpatim. So the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, counts that, Mishnah Torah he also has, but the Sefer HaMitzvos is a little more explicit, he counts that as a new law, Noki v'tzarek al taharog, that Bezen should not administer onus din nefashis, based on Omed. You have to have absolutely two kosher Edim testifying exactly what happened. That the behemoth was Hargis on Efesh or something like that. But just based on Omed, that's not good enough in the Foshes. No Kivitzarek al Tarek. But he added to Mamanis, the Rambam says he can, a split between Mamanis and the Foshes. Mamanis, he can pass him based on Omed. But since there is a Yeridus Adoris, and you have to be clever in order to know what the omen is. You have to be able to figure out, be maybe in Dov Mitach Dover, to assess the situation. So the Rambam says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't want to rely on omen because the Bezna may be making a mistake. But Mi'ikar Adin, the Rambam holds that there's a fundamental difference between Momens and Nefashis. Then Momens, he can be done based on omen, and Nefashis, he cannot be done based on omen. The Mefashim all point out this against the Talmud Bavli. The Gemara tells a story that there was someone running with a knife to stab someone else. Running, he said, I'm going to kill him. Then he ran into a building, and he bludgeoned him to death. And then someone was running after them. So he saw the guy running with a knife, and he saw the other guy running away. Then he comes into the building, and he sees the other guy's on the floor in a pool of blood. And this guy's holding a knife in his hand, full of blood. He put two and two together, so the guy obviously murdered him. So he says, but we can't give you din in the fashas because you don't have two kashrutim. We didn't actually see the act of murder. Even though it's an omed, it's a very strong omed. So the Gemara says that the din that says in that brisa, that's by din in the fashas, applies to din imamnis equally. There's no distinction between imamnis and the Gemara raises the possibility, the Gemara throws it out. No difference between imamnis and the fashas. The Rambam says, fundamentally, there is a difference. He says it in the Mishnah Torah. And he says it in the Sefer HaMitzvos when he quotes that mitzvah, Noki v'tzarek al taharog. Noki v'tzarek al taharog. So the Rambam holds that b'zman hazeh, we refrain from paskening based on omed because we're not so intelligent. We can't be such mevinim, mevin dover, mitoch dover. I'm going to see one thing. I'm going to understand from that what happened in the case. So we're afraid that people are going to judge incorrectly. So that's why you don't answer. This is a fundamental question. If Menat Torah really need Rishi v'Hakir, and Midr Rabbanan said you don't need Rishi v'Hakir, did they say that Midr Rabbanan it's a good Haggadah to say this without Rishi v'Hakir? That's what we said yesterday. Midr Rabbanan it's a Haggadah to say this without Rishi v'Hakir, it's Eidush Yatiochel Azima. So Midr Rabbanan they said Eidush Yatiochel Azima is good in Mamanis. Obviously they said it's good. At least Midr Rabbanan. We had the line in the Rambam, Perek Beis, and Halachates and Nilchus Retzeach. The Rambam says Eidush Yatiochel Azima is not acceptable b'din in the Foshes. So Achrenim had a machlokes. What does he mean? Din Imamun is Eidush Yatiochel Azima is good. That's good b'na Torah. It's only good b'na Rabbanan after they changed the din. So some said after they changed the din and they said you don't need Rishva Chakira. So obviously you're accepting a Haggadah to say this without Rishva Chakira. So obviously Eidush Yatiochel Azima is good b'na Rabbanan. And others said, you're not accepting Eidus. We never changed, even Midr Rabbanan, never changed the Uchas Eidus. Even Bizman Hazeh, if the Eidim don't give Bizman HaMakim, it's not a Haggadah Eidus. And there's no din of Kivin Shigit Shuvin HaChoy Zamagah. The Eidim came back out five years later and say that everything we said is not true. Why? Because the Tosefta says like that. Only in Mishanech Reidusim Ebezin, then the din sets in Kivin Shigit Shuvin HaChoy. Because Mashal and Nechri do some Bezin, they didn't finish the Haggadah Seidus. If they didn't finish the Haggadah Seidus, how can Bezin paskin b'zman hazeh v'tad v'ish v'chir? The answer is, it's not Eidus. They're paskin based on Omid. The Rambam says they shouldn't be done dinim Omidus b'zman hazeh based on Omid, because we're not smart enough. Other Umdinus. But if it's an Umdinus, because we have Eidim who almost gave a Haggadah Seidus, but they never did. They never said b'zman hamokam. So that's not called the Haggadah Seif. So that kind of omid, you can even paskan on his manager. See, look in the Shach and the Chosh Mishpah, this is a fundamental machloikis of Rishani. He has a Ravon in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Shailim, for Zman Hazeh, that when the Kabbalah Eidus and Mamanus, but that the Rishal HaKira, is it that it's Eidus mid Rabbanan, and mid Rabbanan, and we say, Kim Shig and Shuvan and Chosh Magadan? No, it's not even Eidus mid Rabbanan. It's only a way to be done based on Omid, following the opinion of the Rambam, that you can be done Omid, Dini Mamanus, a split between Mamanus and the Fash, which is against the Bab. Against the Bab. What did the Eidim came back out? Lacha Kadei Dibur. The Tosefta says that Kivin Shenechre Dusim Ibezin, Kivin Shigin Shimonachazma, but Rachmiton Nechre Dusim Beznat. So what about Bizman Hazeb, where there is no Drish Machakira? So do you say the Eidis was Chalmid Rabbanan, and that's it? We don't allow him to back out. You say, no, the Eidis was not Chalmid. It's not Haggadah Seinus. Kolzman, there's no Drish Vachakira. There's no Haggadah Seinus.
And I said it's a Gemara. That says that way.
That what's a Gemara?
That nowadays, that even after you can't back out immediately. The Rebbe started off the same with the Tosefta.
The Gemara says you can only back out to a Kadei Dibur. And the Tosefta says you can back out Kozman that the Bezin didn't do a Drish Vachakira. So they're both correct. There's no contradiction. After the Bezin finished all the Drish Vachakira, then it's Chaldi Eidus, and then he can only back out to a Kadei Dibur. But Kozman, the Bezin didn't do a Drish Vachakira, he can back out 5 years later, not only to a Kadei Dibur. It's not Kim Shehigit, who had died low Higit. The Haggadah wasn't Chal. So the Shadid, what about Bezman Azeh? That we dismissed it. You don't need any Drish Vachakir. Is the Pshat in the Rabbanu, the Eidus is Chal. And what you're saying in effect is that Dini Mamanis, the Eidus don't have to be at the Yochel Azima, because they don't say Zman HaMokim, and it's a good Eidus anyway, so you see the Eidus without Drish Vachakir. Or do you say, no, it's not the Eidus is not Chal, unless they make Drish Vachakir. You can pass him based on what they said, because the Omid is that it's probably true. It's being done based on Omid. So that's a fundamental machloikas. Yeah, the Gemara says they made two takonas mipnei kadesh alotin al delas bifnei lovin. One takana was you don't need rishva chakira and the yedim, and one takana was that had yoytas are good if one should say irav pasha is kasev kamen atari nishloshes smuchim. So the rabbanon they did away with it. And then the Gemara asks hachi, why didn't they make a third takana with the rabbanon tola yisham? That's what Tosfos says. Elamiyata told Isham. Elamiyata means if that's such a significant consideration, Kadesh Lotan Adalus Bifnei Lovin, so we should have made a third takana, Kadesh Lotan Adalus Bifnei Lovin, that told Isham. Yeah. Not Mikra then. Rashi seems to learn Elamiyata. Once you say that Hadyotas are good, so that's the Ikra din, that if a Dayan makes a mistake in a Psak, he doesn't have to pay. So Taisa doesn't agree with Rashi. Where did he get that from? Even though Mikra din, a person was kosher l'adam, but if he made a mistake in the psak and he was mapsed the other guy mammon, so the Gemara says yechay medina ligarmi. There's a machlokes Rav Meir Nachachamim Bavakama Daf Kuf Daf Tzarkes Daf Kuf. What's a din dina ligarmi? Adam amazik biyadayim is chayiv. That's psukim and chumish. And adam amazik adeg grama graba mitzikin is potter. We assume there's no machlokes on that. And there's a machlokes hatana. And what if it's somewhere in between grama mitzikin, very indirect, and biyadayim? That's what we call garmi, or in Sakbir Talmud, it says the correct pronunciation is grame. Good. The Mishivas, they mispronounce it garmi. They have traditional mispronunciations also. We've mispronounced it garmi. So there's a machlok of satanayim, whether you chayv garmi or not. So rame hold danin and dinin de garmi. And we pass like rame, danin and dinin de garmi. It's machlok of tesis and the ramban, whether garmi is the rice or the rabbanon. You accept the psak and chashmish, but it's like tesis, the garmi is only with the rabbanon. And the Ramban disagrees, says, but it's called Dainin and Dina de Gami. It's not called Knossa de Gami. Dina de Gami means that it's Chai Ben HaTorah. So the Ramban holds that Gami is Chai Ben HaTorah, and he works very hard. He holds the whole country is Dina de Gami. That's at the end of Bava Basra. Because in Bava Basra, in the second paragraph, the Gemara talks a lot about Gami. So the Ramban has a whole country to try to explain, on the level of the Raisa, what's the definition of Gami. Taisa says, you don't have to work so hard. Gami is a Knoss with the Rabbanan. And in certain cases that are really grumma, they decided, whenever it's Bari Hazeka and Miyad, then they decided to make the guy pay Midi Rabban. In American law, there's such a rule. If I'm responsible for inciting a riot, I give a whole drasha why we should kill all the Jews. And then they go crazy, and then someone goes and he kills a Jew. So if I was the one who clearly incited the riot, so then they're going to punish me. So what's the definition of inciting a riot? I gave a drasha 20 years ago, we should all kill the Jews. And then someone woke up today, and he goes and he kills a Jew. That's called, I gave the drasha 20 years ago. So the American, the Supreme Court gave a psak many years ago. It has to be miyad, it has to be bari hazeka. It has to be, that's exactly what Tosfos says. When is it called gamei? If it's miyad, if the hezek happens immediately, right after he does his activity. And it's bari hazeka, it was pretty clear, based on what he did and what he said, that this hezek is going to follow. You need both together. So that's what Tosfos says. It's a gamei is only midirabbanan. And shayt, he made a chiv. That's the normal pshat, that there are three things. The Adam HaMasik B'Yadayim, everybody agrees, Chai Ben HaTorah. Gromad Ben Nisif, everybody agrees, is Pater. And in the middle, in between the two, somewhere in between, is Garmi. And that's a machlaikas, where the Midi Rabbanon, Yimachayv Din Ed Garmi, we pass like Rav Meir. The Ramban there in the Kuntras Din Ed Garmi quotes an opinion from the Rabbein Ephraim Meir Regensburg, the same one. They have a, I remember, I used to learn with the fellow who printed Ksav Yad 50 years ago when he was, 45 years ago, when he was a student here in the yeshiva. So he printed Ksav Yad from the Rabbeinu Ephraim Regensburg on Chatich Nas Nevela Bishar Yisur. Rabbeinu Ephraim is famous for that. Rabbeinu Ephraim also gave a different opinion about Garmi, which the Ramban refers to and he rejects. The Rabbeinu Ephraim is of the opinion, Garmi and Grom is the same thing. And if you ought like Rav Meir, what you're saying is that Grom of Menzik and Ischai. So that we don't accept that. We hold that Grom and Gami are two different things. Adama Masik Be'adayim is Chai Ben HaTorah, Grom and Mezikin is Potter, and in the middle is something that's called Gami, but in the middle is Amachlekes Rami and the Rabbana, is it Chai Ben HaRabbana? But not that Grom and Gami are the same thing. We assume they're two different things. Grom and Gami are two different things. Yeah. So what do we start discussing here? Yeah. So the Gemara says here, Ela Meyato. Elamiyata tolo yishalma. So what's elamiyata? So Rashi says elamiyata. I'm giving them an aleph on the top. Elamiyata. Once you said mid the rabbana when machshah the head yaitis, so the din should be that tolo yishalma. So Tosfos says why is that a din? There is no such din. A person, let's say a very learned person, has smicha, has a right to function as a dayan. But if he made a mistake and he made one person pay money to the other one, should like a din. The Gemara says later it's chay medina the garmi. If you don't hold like Rav Meir, if you say loy danin and din in the gami, we paskan danin. If you hold loy danin and din in the gami, so then a dain shatov will only be chayv him not to manasim biyad. If the dain said you owe him $1,000, give me the cash and I'll hand it over to him. So then he's mamish a gazlan, even though he didn't intend to be a gazlan. He thought that's the din. He didn't have any evil intentions, and he didn't steal for himself. He didn't pocket a penny over here. He thought that's the din. He thought that Reuben owes the money to Shimon. So he said, give me the $1,000. I'll give it over. But he still is chay medin gazlan. That's lachol days. But if loy notam anasim biyad, he gave a psak, and the religious Jews are going to listen to the psak. So then it's bori hazeka, and it's miyad right away. I gave a psak, and he said, okay, he has to pay. Bori hazeka miyad. So that's garmi. So we would paskin that the dayin shator is chayp to pay medin garmi. So the Rashi is a pillar. The Rashi says, ala miyad to tole yishalma. Since you declared that the bezin is a kosher bezin, so you shouldn't have to pay. So Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. Mikar Adin, if a dayan was taught in the psak, he's mechiv to pay. What do you mean Mikar Adin? Medina de Garmi. Medina Garmi. Medina Garmi is a takar de Rabbanan. It's not Mikar Adin de Raisa, that's Mikar Adin de Rabbanan. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Ela meyat de tolo yishalma. Kasha was just like it made two takanas de Rabbanan. One takana that you don't need Rishon HaChakir. One takana that you don't need smuchim. So you should have made a third takana. Kadesh lo tanah delas bechnei lov. And you should have made a third takana that tolo yishalma. Why should he make a takana that told lo yishalmo kadesh lo tenal davlis b'fnei lovin? So the answer is pashut. If you're going to leave, this is based on Tosefta's. This the Ramban was a doctor, and the Ramban wrote a whole small little sefer Torah Sa'adam. In Torah Sa'adam, he talks about the human life. So he says, what do you do when the baby is born? How do you treat the baby? And what if the baby is born on Shabbos? What chilul Shabbos are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? And then what do you do when the baby gets sick? So what are you allowed to do? Chayla ein basakana, yesh basakana, sakana seva, he goes to other din. And what do you do if the doctor was not successful and the patient died? Then you have to repriya, has to repriya. And then you have to do kvura, what are the dinim of kvura? And then you have to begin avelus, when does avelus begin? And all the hilchos avelus, shiva, shloshim, v'schayus, so the whole Torah Sa'adam, he discusses human life from the beginning to the end. That's why it's called Torah Sa'adam. Much of the Yerideya, every section of the Shulchan Aruch is based on a different Rishon. Much of Choshe Mishpat is based on the Sefer HaTrumos, which was written by Talmud of the Ramban. Much of Aruch Chaim is based on Rambam, straight word for word from the Rambam. The beginning of Yerideya, the first Chag is all based on the Rashba, Torah Sabayis. And the last section at the end of Yerideya, about Hilchas Refuah, that's all based on the Ramban and the Torah Sodom. Hilchas Refuah and Hilchas Avelis and so on. So the Ramban has this, the Ramban is a little unclear. So you look in the latest for him, so they spell out exactly what the Ramban is talking about. That, this is my presentation. So in the new editions of the Ramban, the Kisvei HaRamban, so they have the whole Torah Sodom there. So Rabbi Shavel has footnotes on the bottom of the page. So he points out that there's a three-way contradiction between three Tosefta's regarding Roifei Shekilkel, medical malpractice. Let's say someone went to a doctor and the doctor didn't treat him. The doctor made a mistake and he caused the patient to get sicker than he was before. So to what extent is the doctor held responsible? So there are three Tosefta's on the matter, two on Bava Kama and one on Gittin. So one Tosefta and Baba Kama says Chai, one Tosefta says Pater, the third Tosefta says yes, no, maybe. Third Tosefta says Chai B'dini Shamayim and Pater B'dini Yod. So which is it? Is it Chai B'dini Pater or is it Chai B'dini Shamayim and Pater B'dini Yod? So the Yor Samech explains there's no contradiction. The first Tosefta, the Toseftas correspond roughly to the Seder and the Mishnayos. Except the Toseftas are more elaborations. So sometimes you'll be at the end of Perek Beis in the Mishnayos, it's the end of Perek Gimel in the Tosefta. You'll be Perek Zayin in the Mishnayos, it'll be Perek Yud or Perek Yud Aleph in the Tosefta, because it's more elaborate, you have more details. So there's a Mishnah in the end of the second Perek in Bava Kama, Odom Od Le'olam Be'im Mishaykik Be'im Mezit Be'im Yonis Be'im Yotzen. So that's only, Odom Od Le'olam is only on Nezik. Achev Ovachaver Pes Chamish Advarim, Pe Nezik Tzari Pishavis and Boishiks. So Odom Od Le'olam, Bein Mishaygik, Bein Mimezid, Bein Be'ainis, Bein Be'osin, that's only Nezik. The Gemara says, only Nezik. Then there's a later, so the Tosefta says there, if the doctor harmed the patient, accidentally, he meant with Teivosai, the doctor has to pay. Then there's a Tosefta later, there's a Mishnah later in Perek HaChayvel, Chayvel B'chaver, not only pays Nezik, he pays Chamish Advarim, Nezik Tzari Pishavis Boishis. So the Gemara makes it clear that Odom Od Le'olam doesn't apply to Tzari Peshavis and Boishes. That's only a Nezik. In order to be Chai Boishes, the Mishnah says in HaChevel, you have to either niskaven Levayish or at least niskaven Lahazik, niskaven Lachbo Bachaver. If it wasn't neither niskaven Levayish nor niskaven Lachbo, so you don't pay Boishes. So the doctor meant L'Toivosa, he didn't mean not niskaven Lahazik and niskaven Lachbo, so Boishes for sure the doctor is potter from. And then the Gemara says further at the end of the second parak that the Tzar Ripa in Shevis also, you only, the Chavu HaChavir only pays if there was at least a certain degree of Pshia. No Pshia whatsoever, so you only pay Nezik. Odomod Lirana Ben Mishagig Ben Mezid Ben Mianis Maratzin, you pay the Nezik by Chavu HaChavir, but the Tzar Ripa in Shevis and Boishas you don't pay. And the Boishas even further, Boishas you have to have Niskav in Levayish and Niskav in Lahazi. So the Tosefta that goes on the Mishnah, in Perek HaChayvel, there it says, Reife Shekilkel is Pater. Because the Reife didn't, he wasn't Pashe anything. There was no Pashe at all. He wasn't negligent. He treated the patient. Something slipped. It wasn't in his control. So the one Tosefta in the end of the second Perek of Bava Kama says, the Reife Shekilkel is Chayv Tepeda, talking about Nezik. The second Tosefta in the end of Bava Kama, that corresponds to the Mishnah in HaChayvel, it's talking about Tzari Peshevis and Boishas, so he says that Raifa Shekir Kolis Pata. The Tosefta in Gittin gives a series of Mishnayos, that in the Mishnayos you have a series of Mishnayos. In the fourth parak of Gittin starts off Hashlech Get Leishtai. A man sends a Shlech to deliver Get to his wife. And then the husband backs out, the Shlech is on his way. The Shlech has no cell phone, he has no text messages, he has no way. The husband has no way to notify the shlich that I changed my mind. Husband was angry at his wife and he wrote a get and he gave the shlich, go deliver the get. And now he wants to back out. He has no way to notify the shliach that he changed his mind. So the Mishnah talks about takana b'derabbanim b'pnei tikkun ha'olam. What do you do in such a case if the husband would be mevatel the get? Shalom b'fnei ha'shliach, but the shliach is going to deliver the get to the wife. He's not going to know. So agav that opening Mishnah, so the Mishnah is leader lists off more takanas that were instituted b'pnei tikkun ha'olam in other areas of Allah. It has nothing to do with getting. It starts off with takana derabbanim a getting, then it has prusbal over there, then it has other takanas. Then you have takanas for erevin. Takanas the Kohen should never be Mechel on his covered, and then Tikkun Olam should always take the first Aliyah. Various Takanas Aliyah. So the Tosefta elaborates and gives you more Takanas the Rabbanim if they Tikkun Olam. So one of the two of the Takanas from they Tikkun Olam are, one is on medical practice and one is on rabbinical malpractice. If a doctor was treating a patient and by mistake he harmed the patient, so does he have to pay? Or a rabbi was paskening in a Din Torah, and by mistake, he slipped. He made a mistake. And he passed on the Reuven has to pay Shimon $1 million. And then after Reuven paid Shimon, so Shimon moved to Antarctica. And Reuven, and now the rabbi realizes he made a mistake and he can't retrieve the money. So what do you do? Is the rabbi mechuyav to pay? So the Tosefta says, Mi'ikar Adin, the rabbi is mechuyav to pay. And Mi'ikar Medina Dirami, because he gave over the money. And Mi'ikar Adin, the Reif and Shekilkel is mechuyif to pay, because he obviously talking about Nezik, not talking about Tzarif, Beshevis, and Bereshis. But, in order, this is the Ramban's interpretation, in order to encourage the crackerjack Dayanim to stay in the field of Dine Torah, in order to encourage doctors to stay in the field of practicing medicine, because they're going to hear that they can be sued for millions of dollars, so they'll resign. They'd rather do research. They'll do medical research. They don't want to treat any patient, but they're very good at treating the patient. So the Beis Din or the government will probably want to encourage very good doctors. Not all the doctors are so good. Some of the doctors pass their exams with flying colors, with hundreds. Some pass their exams with 65s. So you don't want to get a doctor, a dentist who passed the medical school at 65. You want to get the doctor who knew 100% of the information. So the government or the Beis Din, if the government doesn't take care of it, so the Beis Din has to do it. So they probably would want to encourage those expert Dayanim, 5% of the Dayanim, that they should stay in the field of doing the Torah. And the 5% of the doctors, top 5 or 10% of the doctors, they should encourage them, they should stay in practicing medicine. They shouldn't just go into some other field because they're afraid they're going to get sued. So they used to make a takana based on Hefka, Beis Din Hefka, Adin and Machusa. If the Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa has the status of Mokam Melech Oymen, the Rambam quotes. And the Nasi Sheberetz Yisrael is the head of the Beis Din. So he has the power, he has the authority based on Hefka, Beis Din, Hefka. So using Hefka, Beis Din, Hefka, using Adina and Machus Adina, they have the ability to say Tola Yishama. We encourage the top 5% of Dayanim, the top 5% of doctors to remain in the field of doing the Torah and doing medical practice. And in order to demonstrate that we're encouraging them, we say, if they made a mistake and they harmed the patient, or they made a mistake and they awarded the money incorrectly to the wrong person, so then we potter them based on Hefka, Beis Din, Hefka. So that's what the Gemara talks about in Tilus Rishus. Tilus Rishus from the Reish Galusa. So that Tesis interprets, that was the Gemara's Kasha. Ela Meyato, if you go out of your way to make two takonis, Kadesh Lotan Lalus Bifnei Lovin, you want to make it easier for the Malve to collect his money. So he said he doesn't have to have Drish V'chakira on the Edom. If he has Edom who know that the love owes him money, they don't remember where and when. That's good midirabbanon. And you say you don't need Smuchim. It's going to be very hard to get Smuchim. If you live in Bavel, you're never going to succeed in getting Smuchim. They said you can't have a Din Torah without Smuchim. So they should have encouraged everybody to remain in the field of paskening Dine Torah of Halvois. Not just the top 5 or 10% of the Dayan. They should have said, whoever gets involved in a Din Torah of Hados Malvois should be told or Yishalmu. So the Malva will always know, lend the money, there won't be a problem. You won't have to get a great goyin to pasken out a Din Torah. Plain Hadyotas will also be good. And Hadyotas, people probably want to run away from being done Din Torah because if they make a mistake, they'll have to pay. So we want to encourage more people to lend, by encouraging more people to say, anybody and everybody can be done a Din Torah. So the Malbim will be able to collect back his money very easily. He doesn't have to even search out Big Tamil Chacham. So the Gemara answers, no. Koshken Shata no Dalis Bifnei Lovin. If any Tom, Dick, and Harry can function as a member of a Bezin for Dini Mammonis and Hoidos Valvaris, so then the Malbim is going to lose out. They're going to paskin that the Loiva doesn't have to pay. So it doesn't make sense to say anybody who paskins on Halvor told Yishon. They only said on the 5-10%. The top 5 or the top 10% of the Dayanim. You want to encourage them that they should stay in the field. But that's how Tosis reads the Gemara.
The Gemara in Lamed Gimel and Aleph says that the reason that you don't reason that they don't have to pay is because of Mazlo Gorim, the Balei Din, the Balei Dinim. Like it was their fault that there was a Tos. Look at Rashi, and so Tosfos. So then Tosfos answers it, says that it's different than our Gemara because that Gemara, Lama Gimel, is apparently just talking about Smuchim, where our Gemara is talking about just regular Mokim.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but at the same time, so if we're just going to apply that Svar of Ones, you know, they only messed up because of the Mazel of the Baldin to Smicha, but in our case, when we're talking about the top 2%, why wouldn't we apply the same Ones? I mean, over there, in Lama Gimel, it seems to be implying that it only messed up because they would never have messed up unless it was someone else's fault.
Uh-huh.
So I would not apply that to the top 2% as well. Smicha is only, you know, did in where you live.
I don't know. I have to look in the Gemara. I don't remember the Gemara at all. I don't know. But that's the Pashim Shatolil. I have to take a look there. I don't know. That's the Pashim Shat over here. That To Lo Yishalmu is not Mikra Din. To Lo Yishalmu is a Takonim Adir Abonim, Netik and Ha'ilim. That's why it's listed there in the Tosefta and Gittin. The Tosefta elaborates with more. The Mishnah has quite a few, and the Tosefta has twice as many. Takonim from Netik and Ha'ilim. So one of them was, they pata the Reifah Shekilkil, if he's a top-notch Reifah, the top 5-10% of the doctors, they want to pata them to encourage them that they should stay in the field. They want to pata the top 5 and 10% of Dayanim to encourage them they should stay in the field of taking Dini Torah. So they pata them if Tohu Lo Yisham. It means if Tohu by mistake, or if the doctor Reifah Shekilkil by mistake, if the Reif is going to be Chayvel Bachaver B'mezit, so then we're not going to say Tohu Lo Yisham. Means if accidentally, so then you'll have it.
He says, "Give me the money," and he's still. The time says, "I want the money, and I'll give it the other guy."
Not the would be chayiv. He would be chayiv to make good, even if you don't hold from din and degarmi. But if the nasi or the reish galus have parted him from paying, he'll be potter even then. Yeah, he'll be potter even not the menasim biyad. Right.
Maybe I understand that Agamemnon, which in the Mustan rejects Tolo Yishamu, it's not talking about the top 5%, it's talking about in general.
Yeah, the Gemara suggests that we should pater every bezin. Any bezin who paskins wrong in Halvois should be pater to encourage people to go into Dayanis in cases of Halvois to make it easier for the Malbim to collect. Gemara says, no! That's not a smart thing. We better restrict it only to the top 5 or 10%. If everyone's going to have the right to paskin, so there are going to be many more mistakes. People are not going to. Koshken shata dal delus b'fnei lovin. The Malbim will be afraid to lend money because they may fall in with a non-learned bezin who's going to make a major mistake. Yeah. So therefore, we only say tola yishamu by the top five to 10% that the reish galusa or the nasi gave reshus to, that they'll be potter from ten. Yeah. The Gemara says, if the Reish Galusa and Bavel gave Rishus, that Tola Yishamah, so then it's valid even in Eretz Yisrael. But if the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael gave Rishus, Tola Yishamah, that's only good in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have an effect in Bavel. Yeah, why? Because the Reish Galusa is B'makam Melech who I made, and the power of the Melech is stronger than the power of the Bezin. But that whole Gemara, and Hayam and Al, that's all based on that. That's the assumption is like this Ramban. Tola Yishamah is not a normal din. The normal din is that you are chayiv. The dayan shetor is chayiv medina degami, and the rosh shekilkel is chayiv medin other machayiv or machavera. Nezik, not chayiv tsari pishavus, but only chayiv nezik. That's the one tosefta in the end of the second parak in Bava Kama. That rosh shekilkel is chayiv. He's chayiv to pay nezik, and the tosefta in Gittin says it's part medina adam vechayiv medina shemayim. We made a p'tur medina adam. We pata because people simply won't want to go into medicine. So we have to pot to the top 5-10% so that we should encourage the experts to go into medicine. But if he has money, he really should pay. That's the pashtus, when that's how the pashta of the Tosefta. Let's say whenever there's a takona de rabbanon, whenever menator yechayv to pay, and with the rabbanon they said you don't have to pay, mepnei tikkun olam. So the balotz is shdei shemayim, the person really should pay. So that's relevant to other cases. Let's say the government made a law of declaring bankruptcy. So there were those who claimed that din in the machus, a din of bankruptcy is not in halacha, there's no such thing as declaring bankruptcy, it's din in the machus. So those who said mistakenly that when you declare bankruptcy, you don't have to pay the nochrim, but you have to pay all the Jewish people that you owe money to, because it says chosh mish, but din in the machus, it doesn't apply whenever all the parties involved are Jewish. So the pashto says that it's not correct. There were those years ago, 70 years ago, that... there were Jewish factory owners who would only hire Jewish people. And there were Jewish landlords who would only rent out to Jewish tenants because they weren't following the laws of the government of the minimum wages that you have to pay. And they weren't observing the laws of rent control. And they said, we don't have to because Din al-Machus doesn't apply whenever all the parties involved are Jewish. That's what it says in Chosh Mishpat. Din al-Machus only applies when at least one of the parties is a non-Jew. So I think, and at that time published a tshuva, that that's not correct. When there's a sichzich between two Jews, we follow Choshe Mishpat. We don't follow Dina Machusa. The only time we follow Dina Machusa is one of the parties is a non-Jew. But if the government made a takan of him, so that's binding on the Jews and the non-Jews as well. So if they make an instant, that's Melech Mishpat Yam and Eretz. That's the role of the government. The government is supposed to maintain law and order and see that the people don't eat Ishis Rei Chaim Baloi. They must have an Intal Mishlam Mishal Malchus. Not for the fact that people are afraid of the government, issues to be ever chai malo. So you're gonna pay below minimum wages, and you're gonna rip off the tenants, you're gonna charge way more than the rent control allows you to. So since that takana was made, that's not a law, it's not the Seder Chukim and Mishpatim. We don't follow. Whenever all of our parties involved in Dini Mamunas are Jewish, and we follow Dini Hatur, we follow Chashim Mishpatim. But this bankruptcy, this is not a law in Dina Machusa. It's a takanim if they take an oilam that they make. That if a guy falls in, he can ruin himself for the rest of his life and never be able to get out of the mess. And made a takanim, he can start all over again. He can declare bankruptcy, and then he can start all over again, doesn't have to pay. So that's mifnei tikkun olam. So that tikkun olam al pi pashto supply. Just like Rav Henkin said, that the takanas of the American government, when they get to minimum wages, when they get to rent control, applies even if all the parties involved are Jewish. So the pashtus is that the claim back bankruptcy also applies, even though all the parties involved are Jewish. But the balotz is sedei shamayim, if the fellow really can't afford it, well, later on he will get into money, so he should really pay back all the money that he owed, whether to the Jews or to the non-Jews. The balotz is sedei shamayim, if he has the money, he really should pay, because mikra adini is mechuyav to pay. Whenever they make a takana derabbanan, if they take an oilam, so if you can afford it, you really should pay. Yeah. So that's the institution of Tov Lo Yishalem. Taisus understands it's not Mikra Din, not like Rashi holds. Mikra Din, any dine who is Roy Lahoy, Lodun, is Potter. No, Mikra Din is Mukhif to pay. Tov Lo Yishalem is based on Hefke Bezna Hefke, and that's why the Gemara said the Reish Galusa's power is stronger than that of the Nasi in Eretz. Reish Galusa is B'makam Melechu, I mean. And the whole power of the Nasi should bear it, so the Bezin is B'toyras Din and the Machusa. That's how the Aldeneza explains this. But Torah did in the Machusa. Whenever the government isn't maintaining law and order, so it's the responsibility of the Bezdin, of the Rabbanim, that they should step in and act like the government, and they should make the Hefke Bezdin Hefke. But Hefke Bezdin Hefke is a branch of Din in the Machusa. They're acting as if they're the Melech and Mishpat Yamin Eretz. But that's why the Gemara said that it's stronger in Bavel. The Reish Galusa is B'mokh Melech who I made. So that's why his Rishus is stronger than the issues of the Nasi Shabbat and Sisra. Okay, we have to have a democratic vote. What are we going to do tomorrow? We're going to do a parsha, we're going to do a chazara. Someone's going to figure it out. Okay.
That's Rashi holds that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're right. They're actually also Mikra Adin. Tolo Yishama. Whenever the Bezim was a Kasher Bezim. Well, the Allah says that.
Yeah.